I use poetry to talk about the things we can't talk about, to make things bearable by giving them form. James Galvin.
In October, Finishing Line Press published Doris Lynch's chapbook, Praising Invisible Birds. She works as a reference librarian at the MCPL and enjoys being in a journaling group. She is with me in the studio today to read her poems on the poet's weave. I am Jenny Kander. Dory, share with us the things you choose to write about.
Insouciant May, Bloomington, Indiana. Spring, so full of herself, struts her colors to gaudy excess. A baby rabbit dove under my car today, proving she knows nothing of the laws of physics. Squirrelettes chatter nonsense syllables in sycamores, while fledgling morning doves defy gravity. Afternoon's cricket pound their orchestras into being. Later, lightning bugs demand obeisance from the apricot sickle moon. I want to plant this evening on my earlobe, beneath your eyelid, let it skid across both our tongues until morning and robin's liquid melodies come. My dead father's handkerchief. The world is full of talismans, scouter shot clouds that could be countries unmoored from latitude and longitude, finally free to roam, to spin and counterspin under sun's copious attention. Or they could be loved ones forging ahead, released from earthly wants, but still eager to offer thoughtful blessings for us to receive if we weren't so distracted by jobs, email, and TV. But this white handkerchief alight on the prow of my bed, your name blocked off in a stranger's measured hand, could be a cloud too, a strip of cirrus to sail memories upon, toward Venus, toward morning. Earthquake in blossom time. I fold into my pocket the handkerchief you used shortly before dying and go out to greet the backlit clouds, so frolicsome and adventurous. In the neighbor's yard, redbuds offer their mauve tears, poking through lawn's needlepoint, so many green slashes of hope. The earth woke me this morning, bucking filigrams from deep within its crust. The window sashes that I wiped clean of cobwebs yesterday rattled in percussive approval. Earthquake felt so rarely in the Midwest. In bed I lay shaking like a fledgling in wind, enjoying the ride, neither hoping nor anticipating its end. Miracle at Edgewood Cemetery, Glen Allen, PA. Your funeral began with a what cheer of a lone cardinal. I don't want to read anything religious into it, or even remark that his puffy red chest spangled several World War II medals. As he flew past, one flick of his tail feathers turned on all the sun's unused helium fires, and we basked in balmy August on April 1. Upon seeing a murder of crows. I want to know what crows know, how at dusk they massage wind, steal its breezy rumble, cheapen it with throat craw, how they choose each nightly scout, trust his judgment on yellowwood or sycamore roost, why they fly 100 strong down, down into evening, for darkness claims sky at very last. Finally, when true night comes, I want to sleep the way crows do, bodies pressed together, wing on wing, gliding on bony limbs under glint of stars. A wintry wind in April. Wind this day an alarum, a warning from other longitudes. Wind this day an aural peacock heralding elephants at the zoo. This day Grendel's breath, bestial and biting. What can the wind teach us about utterance? Only that it doesn't speak for us, hectoring loud and low, redundant mantra. Go, stand among its tactile soldiers. Be ready to be torn apart.
Poets Weave Poems today have been by Doris Lynch. I'm Jenny Kander.